How you doing, everybody? It is Taz the Angel here with more Car Talk, good conversation you can ride to. And today, the topic that I wanted to speak on is called People Have Expiration Dates. And for the most part, except for explanatory, I gotta work on that, by the way, saying so much. Either way, for the most part, it's self-explanatory. People have expiration dates. Expiration dates. And what I mean by that is this. One of the most difficult things to do as an adult and as a kid, honestly, as a human, when I think back on it, it's difficult as a kid, is to separate yourself from someone you were previously connected to. If it was a friend, a companion, even associates sometimes, that person who just knows how to make you laugh at work, you don't have to be best friends with them, but if they get fired, that kind of sucks, right? So, even ties or connections that aren't super significant can still be difficult to stop. It can be difficult to sever. I had to fix that. But one thing that I've realized in my short time on this earth is that just because you have history with someone doesn't mean you have a future with them. Sometimes the history is supposed to be history, it's supposed to be a memory, it's supposed to remain in the past for you to look back on and learn from. There are some people that we are supposed to go through a finite amount of situations with, a few situations, and we're supposed to be done with them. But because we got through that situation with them, we now feel this closeness with them, and we now want to see what else we can get through with them. If you see me, the reason why I'm looking around is because you may be able to see it in the camera, but people are going into the pool behind me. Where I live, there's a pool right across the street from me, neighborhood pool. So that's why I'm looking around. I keep seeing people move, walking around me. So, man, lock that old door. Not that I think somebody gonna come in here and try nothing, because, you know, I am me, but can never be too careful, even in the daylight. But that's the thing. Again, it's an extremely difficult thing to do. But the reason why it's necessary is if you keep something and use it after it has expired, not only is that product no longer effective for what it used to be, it's going to continue to decrease in efficiency and productivity, but it's also going to become harmful to you after a while. Each day that goes past, each moment that goes past. Each moment that passes, let's go with that. Each moment that passes, it will get progressively dangerous. A carton of milk, the day after the expiration date, not so bad. A week, pretty bad. After a month, it can put you in the hospital. That's if you feel the need to go past the lumps that's in there. But if you still digest it, month afterwards, you could be hospitalized because it is continuously getting more and more dangerous for you to ingest, for you to put inside you, for you to hold on to and utilize. The date is there as a warning. And I don't know if people really look at it like that. But that date there is a warning. It's not a suggestion. It's a warning. After this date, this product will not be as good as it's supposed to be. Because now, if you noticed, most products don't even have expiration dates anymore. Most products have best buy dates. This is best used by blah, 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 blah. It doesn't even tell you it's expiring that day. It says it's best if you use it by that day. So they give you best buy dates instead of expiration dates on a lot of on a lot of products. But that's still a warning. It is best used by this date. Anything after this date, you are no longer getting its best. And if we hold on to people whose expiration dates have already come up, we will no longer be able to get its best or their best. So, one thing that I told my kids, to know if a person is supposed to remain in your life is simple. Not easy, but simple. What positive things are they bringing to the relationship? And this is including friends. Positive things are you bringing into the relationship? And what positive outcome is the relationship having on you as a whole? Now, if you don't have any positive things to come from either one of those, that person needs to go. Simple. It's simple. It's not easy. Simple to know, but not easy to execute. So it's simple, but I'm not saying it's easy to do, because it's far from it. When you have known someone for years and years and years, because an expiration date on a human can be 15 years. It doesn't have to be 1 month. It doesn't have to be a couple of weeks like a loaf of bread. It could be years. It could be decades. Think about how many successful people we know. I don't have my Bluetooth on, and I'm recording the audio on this phone, and I sat it far away. I didn't want the audio to be too far away, so I'll sit it up here. Hopefully it can still go. But as I was saying, you know, it could be decades before a person's expiration date is reached. Because, and this is what I'm saying, think about how many successful people said that once they got money, they didn't change. The people around them did. People around them started looking at them differently. Instead of being my friend, you are now an opportunity. Hey, put me on. Hey, man, give me on this show you on. How do I get in the business? How can I get what you got? But they want the easy way. They want the express way. They don't want the hard work way. They don't want the hours of time and effort in. They don't want that way. But hey, make something happen for me. Hook me up, man. So you go from being a friend to an opportunity. You go from being the homie down the street to, that nigga ain't better than us. He ain't better than us. Look, he got money now. He think he too good for it. Go to that. But you still the same person. Their perception of you has changed. And that's why, to go back to an older podcast, you got to know when to leave the asses behind. Because if they don't want to climb the mountain and they want to stay in the valley, you got to let them. You will slow down your progress trying to drag an unwilling entity with you, an unwilling human with you. You're wasting your time that you can be progressing, going forward for yourself. You are now slowing down your own journey because you're carrying living dead weight. So, when you give yourself those options, what does this person, what positive things, what positivity is this person bringing? What positivity am I bringing? What positivity is this relationship having on my life? Those are the steps. And I say it that way because sometimes we can be the person who needs to be cut off. It's not always about cutting other people off. There are times when we are the rotting side of the relationship. We have to admit this. We have to be able to take accountability for it. There are times that we are the bullet that somebody else needs to dodge. It happens. It can't always be everybody else. It can't. It cannot always be, this person did me wrong, they gotta go. That person did me wrong, they gotta go. We have to be able to look into our own eyes and see, what did we do wrong? And it sucks. It sucks to look at your own face and say, you tripping. You know better. Why are you doing that? To have to look in your own eyes and do that, it sucks. Believe me. It sucks. But it's also necessary. Because if we aren't accountable for ourselves, then how can we be accountable for anyone else? And if you are any form of leader, or have been at any point in time in your life, you know that leadership means you gotta be accountable for people other than yourself. It's part of the territory. It is a necessity. That as a leader, you are responsible and accountable for the group that you are leading. And that sometimes means people you don't even know following you. it's a difficult position to be in. But you have to be accountable for people that you will probably never meet in your life. Especially in this time. In the time of social media, where thousands and thousands of people can follow you, or millions can follow you. You won't meet these people, and they won't ever meet you, but they follow you. They admire you. They look up to you. They are looking to be led by you. Think about J. Cole. First things first, rest in peace, Uncle Phil. For real. He the only dad that I ever knew. Uncle Phil was his dad. He was his father figure. He was the only father figure that he had growing up. The man who portrayed Uncle Phil probably never met J. Cole. And J. Cole's a celebrity. And J. Cole was a celebrity while he was still alive. Probably never met though. Think about how many people who aren't famous enough to have that as a known lyric thought the same thing about Uncle Phil. Thought the same way about Heathcliff Huxtable. Thought the same thing about James Evans from Good Times. These are men who were staples in the black community. Staples. His name is John Stamos. The man who played James Evans. John Stamos or John Amos? I want to say Stamos though. But you can look that up yourself. The important thing is, if we progress as people. There will be people who want to see how we progress. There are going to be people who look at you and say, man, I mean, we used to be doing this. I used to say this. I used to go here. How you get where you at? They want to know about your journey. They want to know about the change. Because of that, they are going to follow some of the things that you said. Even though you weren't saying, hey, this is what you should do, you'll tell them, this is what I did. This is how I got here. This is what helped me make it. They will jot those things down, and they may do it exactly like how you did it. They may tweak it to kind of fit them a little more. And they may spread the message. They may tell people, hey man, I was talking to blah, 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 and this is what they told me to do to get the way. So now people, again, you have no idea who they are. You have never met them, but now they are following your regimen. They're following your system. They're following you. I put it to you like this. When I was at Alcorn, I was an RA of my dorm. And I had this guy from Detroit. His name was Chris. I don't remember his last name, and I probably wouldn't say it anyway. But he looked a lot like Craig Robinson, the guy who played Daryl in The Office, the black guy. And he was also the black dude in a Hot Tub Time Machine. He's been in a lot of stuff since, but those are two of the more noticeable things that I can say. So we used to call him Hot Tub, you know, short for Hot Tub Time Machine, because he looked, and you know, at that time, the movie had just released, so he looked like the dude from Hot Tub Time Machine. So we used to call him Hot Tub. Probably weird now, but, you know, made sense then. 2010, almost a decade ago. Sheesh. Anyway, he was telling me, man, you got to listen to Joe Budden, man. He fire. He's talking about rapping. He fire. I'm like, you talking about the dude pumping up, dude? Man, I ain't trying to hear that. He like, man, he's super lyrical, man. He can go. And I'm like, bro, I'm not trying to hear that. Because I wasn't trying to hear him. I'm like, you talking about the pump it up, dude? And the song is good. By no means am I saying, forget that song is trash. That was a fire song. And I still listen to it to this day. But I didn't even give him a chance. I'm like, man, I ain't trying to hear that, man. Not that dude. But when I started watching the Joe Budden podcast, I'm like, man, he says a lot of stuff that makes sense to me. Other people may not resonate with him so well, but it makes sense to me. Even when I don't agree with him, I understand how he got there. So I'm like, you know what? Let me go listen back to some of his music. Now I love his music. Now I love his music. But I didn't. I didn't even give it a chance. And now that he's retired, I'm hurt. I'm like, man, we can't get no more of this. I'm over here crushed. But when I had the opportunity to deal with it all in real time, I was like, nah, man, I ain't trying to hear that. But when I began to follow him, I wanted to hear everything. I wanted to hear everything. See, I'm weird that way. A lot of rappers, especially the new ones that I want to get into, or like new to me, if I want to start indulging into their art, I don't listen to their music first. I listen to them. When Nipsey Hussle passed, I was well aware of who he was and what he was doing. Not so much that aware of his music. I knew him from listening to his interviews. I listened to interview after interview after interview. Back when he was smooth fake, didn't have no beard, but he had the long hair, you know, had started off with the fro when he was young, but you know, I was listening to him because he was talking about bettering himself at like 19, 20. He's talking about ownership, early 20s. He's talking about the power of the black dollar and black business. He was talking about all that early 20s.
when baggy shirts were still in. Baggy shirts and sagging shorts. That's when he was talking about it. So I knew that version of him. And after he passed, I was like, man, let me go listen to some of his music. And of course, I love that too. Same thing about Tupac. When I was at Alcorn, I took a class called Theories of Motivation, where we had to do what was called a personality profile. And we could pick a celebrity, deceased or alive, from any generation, you know, from any time, and write down some of the things that they did and explain why they did it. It was a 10-page paper. Did mine on Tupac. I watched interview after interview after interview. I watched every interview that was available. I watched every interview of Tupac that was available. The VH1, was it Essence? Vibe. Once it was Vibe. Then he did another one, Real Black, R-E-E-L Black. But I watched all of them. You see, the only reason why I'm giving those brands out is because, you know, they were mainly geared towards black people at the time. You know, usually we don't do those advertisements. But back to it. So I learned about Tupac really through his words, through his conversation. When he was 17 and had the little Gumby cut. You know, the eraser top with the slant on the side, or it was a cut, I mean, or a part in it. I can't remember which one. I think it was a part. But either way, so after I got done with that, that's when I started delving into his music. Because when you start to follow a person, then you start to try to follow their process. How they get there. And you can tell me how you got there, but I mean, if there's evidence, let me see the evolution. Let me listen to his first album and then his last one. Let me listen to his first song and then his last one. Let me listen to his interview from 10 years ago and then the one from last week. What's the difference? And then let me indulge in everything in between. That's my process. People may want to go from most recent to the oldest, or they may want to go in chronological order from where it all began. I don't know. They might want to cherry pick. My process is, okay, if this is where he was at the end, what did he start at? Let me go to the beginning. Shoot, he was here? Alright, what changed? What changed in the middle? Let me get to the middle. What changed? That helps me. If I can see where he got to, and then if I can see where he started at, that gap in between helps me understand the transition a little better. So that's my process. But that's semi-related, not completely related. So again, to get more on the concrete topic, an expiration date on a person, again, can last for decades, can last for years and years. And sometimes the more time that's involved makes it more difficult to sever that tie, and other times the more situations that have happened can make it more difficult, because some relationships, anyway, there are some relationships where, man, a 2-year relationship could have had more things going on than a 5-year relationship. Could have been a whole lot of tomfoolery and malarkey going on. But because they made it, they wanted to stay. You know what I mean? Sometimes, and this is the thing. We have to know the difference between a lesson to leave or a lesson to persevere. Because they can look a lot alike. If you have something that's going on with the person, it can look like, you know what, this time for me to go. It can look like that. And then it could also really mean, how bad do you want it? And there are other times where we may think it's a how bad do you want it, but it's really, you ain't get about it. So that's when I would recommend prayer. Pray for guidance, clarity, and understanding. Where am I supposed to go? Why am I supposed to go there? How would that benefit my life? Because a lot of people will tell you, and you know, if you don't believe in God, that's your thing. I'm not trying to make you believe in anything. I'm only telling you about me. A lot of times people will portray the relationship with God as if you aren't supposed to question Him. And in a way, that's right, because, you know, you're supposed to have faith. But He doesn't want you to be a fool either. God is okay with you saying, hey, why God? Not, why me? I'm not talking about that. I'm talking, hey, you want me to go over here? All right, you know, what's going on? Sometimes He'll break it down to you and be like, all right, this is what I need you to do over there. And other times, hey, I'll tell you after. You just go ahead and make that move. You know, but that goes with having your relationship, because my relationship with Him, I talk to Him like somebody that's standing here right in front of me. Or sitting right beside me. Like, hey man, I know you told me to go over here, but what's happening? Why is this the route? Because you know I know about a five more other ways I can do this now. So why do you want me to do this one? And again, sometimes I'll understand. Okay, well, if I do it this way, then this won't happen. It'll prevent it from turning this way. It'll prevent it from being seen this way. It'll stop a lot of other stuff. And other times he'll be like, ew. It's one of them faith moments. Get the moving. It's one of those. You know what I mean? Hey, this is a faith moment. Get up out of here, man. I'll talk to you later. You go do what I said do, and we'll talk when you're done. You just gotta know what the... You gotta know the difference. Because, I mean, again, it could be one of those how bad do you want it moments, and if your first option is to get up out of there, take your tail and run, then didn't really want it bad as you want it. I mean, I thought you said you wanted a good man. You gonna have some problem though, because I ain't gonna give you no good man. I ain't gonna give you no perfect man. Ain't no such thing as them. I give you a good one though. He'll love you. He might like to drink a little bit, or he might like to gamble a little bit. He may have a problem talking with a few chicks, but I mean, you know, he good though. He good for you. You know that when he's around you, he loves you. You know that when he's not around, you know that the way he treats you, he loves you. You know it. There's no questioning in it. That's a good man. Vice versa. I give you a good woman. She may like to talk trash to you. She may not want to listen to the first thing you say. She may not cook so much. Don't give me that one. But I mean, I already got one, but you know. Glad you didn't give me that one. But, you know, she may like to shop a little too much. Put her wants before her needs. You might have to find out how you're going to pay the water bill or the light bill this month. But you know, she love you though. She treats you like a man. You know that she love you. She ain't even got to say it. You just see it in the eyes. It's good for you. Love. So even when you get what you're asking for, there's still things you're going to have to take. So you got to find out. You gotta inquire. Hey, what positive things is this person bringing to into my life? What positivity am I bringing into that person's life? And what positivity is this relationship having? Once you get the answer to those, you will know if you're supposed to stay there or not. Once you answer those questions, honestly, not, well, I mean, you know, she was trying to, I mean, she kind of slapped me a few times, but I mean, she really just, because domestic abuse is domestic abuse. I ain't trying to hear no dude take them hits and stay there, because ain't nobody going to tell a woman to stay there and get hit. So I'm not going to tell no dude to stay there and get hit. Domestic abuse is domestic abuse. Okay. Get out of there, buddy. Why you can't, goddamn. Because if she thinks she can slap you, she might think she can stab you next, brother. So, we got to find out, what are we giving to each other? Because then we'll know how long we're supposed to remain there. And if we're supposed to be gone. So, people, I encourage you to start thinking about, what are we bringing to the table for each other? What are we bringing to each other? What are we giving each other? What are we receiving from each other? And that'll help you, help us find out more clearly who should be here and who shouldn't. Who should leave you alone and who should you leave alone? Because again, sometimes the problems can be us. Sometimes we can be the negative one. Sometimes we can be the bullet that needs to be dodged. That comes with self-reflection, which is necessary. For improvement of any kind, it's necessary. So, I thank you guys for listening. This has been another episode of Card Talk with Taz the Angel. Good conversation you can ride to. I had to have the air on in the car because it's super hot out here, but you gotta have Card Talk in the car. Just makes sense. But like, comment, share, tag people, mention people. Give me feedback, because that's how I found out I need to work on the word, on saying so much, because someone told me that in feedback, and hopefully I improved on this one. I believe I did, but when I listen back, I'll know for sure. But either way, like, comment, share, send it to people, tag people, mention people, screenshot it and put it in your story as a caption. I don't care, but just get it out there for me. Y'all have a great day. Talk to you soon.